I appreciate the fact they think they're a great talk show host and can get all this information in 6 minutes, Mike. We're going to do it. Mike Rowe, welcome to the program.
Glad Thanks, to, Tom. How are you?
Glad to have you here. We're good here, and we're right smack dab in the middle of the USA in Wisconsin here in the southern Wisconsin area. So we talk about work ethic all the time. And I know that's one of the things that you're focused on here this morning. Certainly we know of you from Dirty Jobs. Somebody's got to do it. And we already talked about your podcast. I kind of shot people some information on that. So I want to get right to this work ethic scholarship program, because it sounds like something that, from my standpoint, I love talking about and can kind of back up all the way here. What caused you to create a scholarship that is based more on work ethic than, oh, I want to go to four-year school and graduate with some weird esoteric degree that we don't even know what it does?
Well, if I learned anything from Dirty Jobs, it was the frustration shared by a lot of the small business owners in finding people who were, A, willing to learn a skill that was actually in demand, and B, show up early, stay late, and work their way up the ladder. I heard that from the very beginning. In fact, one of the first shows we did was right there in Madison. A fellow named Les Swanson from Madison, Wisconsin, had a septic tank cleaning company. Mm-hmm. He was amazing. And, you know, he was one of the first guys to really open my eyes. You know, he changed his career late in life to start maintaining septic tanks and was never happier or more prosperous. And I just always remembered that guy as an important lesson. So flashing forward, I set up a foundation to shine a light on a couple million jobs that for whatever reason nobody wanted. And I did it in 2008 at a time when the country was going into a recession and the headline news was always focused on unemployment. Mm-hmm. I was more interested in the number of opportunities that were out there that people just didn't know about or weren't interested in. So MicroWorks started as a PR campaign for good jobs and hard work. Now it's a scholarship fund. We've given out about $5 million so far. Each year I try and do $1 million. This year I've got it. It's sitting there in a pile, and I'm looking for people who are seriously interested about pursuing a career in the trades. I'm not looking for people who want to go to a four-year school, and I'm not looking for people who are trying to get their dream job. Looking for people who want to go to work and learn a meaningful skill.
That is awesome. So who should apply and how can they apply?
Well, if you go to microworks.org, my name, M-I-K-E-R-O-W-E, works.org, you can do any number of things. You can apply, you can donate, or you can just scroll around and read through some of the success stories of people who we've helped in the past. And I encourage your listeners to do that, because part of what we're trying to do is debunk some of the stereotypes and stigmas and myths and misperceptions that keep parents from encouraging their kids to explore a career in the trades. So I spend a lot of time making videos and telling the stories of people who learned to weld, for instance, and then went on to prosper. Because I think people need to see that that path is truly viable. Mm-hmm. So if you go to microworks.org, you can read those stories. If you want to apply, you can start the process. It's not super complicated, but you do have to jump through some hoops. You've got to make a persuasive case for yourself. You've got to answer questions. You've got to provide some references. You need to convince me, in other words, that you're willing to do the work and that you're serious about learning a skill. I'm trying to behave like the HR department our country secretly wishes it had. And it's hard to do because, you know, how do you quantify work ethic, yeah, attitude, or delayed gratification, or personal responsibility? There are ways, and I try and do that. And as a result, this particular pile of free money is not for everybody, but it is there. And it can be super useful to anybody who wants to learn a meaningful trade.
Well, I think it's fantastic because, you know, there's lots of piles of free money out there for people pursuing the quote unquote traditional four-year educational path. And that's one, I think, of the discouraging factors that people have when they pursue something other than that. And this just really shines a light on the fact that this is a very viable career path in getting trained quickly and getting into the workforce and actually doing something with your hands that's meaningful that you might not have even thought about. That's what you did with Dirty Jobs, too, in all honesty. It showcased all these non-glamorous, perhaps, jobs, but they are the jobs that each one of us depends on if we own or rent a house or go to a restaurant or all these other things that we take for granted in daily life.
Sure. Well, that's the key. You know, there are two ways to talk about the problem. It's basically micro and macro. The micro issue is what can the individual do if he or she masters a trade and gets to work? And the answer to that, I think, is, you know, on my website. It's self-explanatory. The macro problem is what happens to the country if we don't close the skills gap? What happens when it takes 3 or 4 days for a plumber to come out to your home? What happens when you flick the switch and the lights don't come on? You know, it's one thing to talk about the opportunities that exist for the individual, and that's mostly what I do. But I also try and point out that there's 300 million other people in this country who share my addiction to smooth roads and indoor plumbing and affordable electricity. And we are becoming slowly untethered from the part of our workforce that provides for those things. And if we don't reconnect to that part of the workforce, we're going to have problems unlike anything we've ever imagined. I'm not a political animal, Tom, especially with the website. You know, I don't endorse this one or that one. I'll tell you what the White House is doing right now and what they're saying about vocational education is exactly right. We've got to get shop class back in high schools. We've got to show kids, optically prove to them that there are other paths that don't require crushing amounts of debt. We just have to do that. If we don't, the cost of college will never come down, and we'll just continue lending money we don't have to kids who can't pay it back to train them for jobs that don't exist anymore. That, more than anything, is the definition of crazy.
Wow. That sums it up better than I ever could have. Mike, I know I got to get you on to your next radio interview here, and we appreciate your time. We'll again give folks the information for the MicroWork Scholarship because I think it's a fabulous avenue, and I hope that you have much success with it. And we'll be listening for you on the podcast as well.
I'll be around, Tom. My best to everybody in the great state of Wisconsin.
Thanks a bunch. Mike Rowe.